Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. Sorry for the delay, but we had a little bit of technical difficulty. Anyway, today we are going to talk with, again, the great Mr. Tony Lewis. Lewis is going to talk to us today about cholesterol, and he's going to give us information that everybody should know. Again, Mr. Tony Lewis is also the owner and operator of the, Designer Fitness and Wellness Center. He's a basically registered and certified fitness coach, a nutritionist, all of the above. And today he's going to give us some serious information on nutrition and on how we can make our lives better and give us a better understanding of cholesterol and things along that nature. So with no other further ado, may I like to bring to you Mr. Tony Lewis. Tony, you with us? Well, ladies and gentlemen, Tony, are you with us? All right, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we're having a little bit of a difficulty ourselves. Again, Tony Lewis, as I said, is with Designer Fitness. Today, again, he's going to give us information on cholesterol, and as long as we can get through to him, we'll go ahead and continue. But again, Tony is a wealth of knowledge, and definitely it is a blessing for us to have him here with us today to talk to us about all of the things he's been sharing with us. Tony's going to do the show every Tuesday, and every Tuesday we're going to talk about different things that have to do with fitness, health, nutrition, exercise, all of the above, so that we can become more fit and get ourselves in better shape and better conditioning. And again, Tony, with us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're working on it, so please bear with us again. Tony, again, is definitely a phenomenal individual. He operates, again, Designer Fitness and Health down in the Haymarket area. And in the Haymarket area, what Tony does is he provides a fitness regime for people that is actually custom for them. His type of fitness is more of what you would call practical. It's the type of fitness that people do that are looking for a functional workout. I know a lot of people are really not into the gyms and the machines, also the fact that there's just so many people around, and they're not looking for the normal everyday fitness. Again, they're looking for something that's more geared towards them, something that works with their natural movement. As most people know, yes, walking is walking, but a treadmill can only do so much. There's different muscle groups within the body that each and every person needs to work on, and they need to work on those muscle groups to develop themselves and develop a stronger and more proficient way of utilizing their body and also the natural movement that we all have to do on a regular basis. And unfortunately, gyms and fitness centers and things like that are good in a sense that they're out there, but most of us lack the proper knowledge in how to exercise, what to exercise, and actually how to do movements that are going to help us to grow and develop. And Tony Lewis's gym, again, Designer Fitness and Wellness Center, is also a place that actually provides that type of, I guess you would call it more like a holistic type of a fitness program, not one that's geared on machines and artificial movements and things that aren't geared to the natural body movements of the average person. So because of people like Tony, we've got people that are getting into better shape. And when I say better shape, I mean they're lowering, you know, their cholesterol. They're improving their heartbeat. They're improving their ability to do strenuous type of tasks and also to do more things that aren't in the line of strenuous but are in the lines of being able to take care of your family, to play with your kids, to play with your grandchildren, to be able to live a lifestyle that you want to live to win better and improve yourself each and every day. So how does that happen? That happens by using, again, a professional like Tony that specializes in those natural movements and showing you how to utilize that movement to reach your fitness goals and to reach your health goals. Even though the shows that Tony is doing, you know, as of late, we've mostly been talking about things like gluten's. We've been talking about, or we're talking about things like cholesterol. We're talking about things like fluoride. And these are different things that you need information on so that you can grow, so that you can learn, and so that you can remove some of the things that we take into our bodies that are actually toxins, things that aren't helping us to grow, things that are actually killing us. If any of you listeners listen to the show on fluoride, you know, in that, Tony brought up quite a few very interesting points, as in fluoride is actually banned in 13 countries because it's a poison. It's not something that actually does what we think it does. You know, we use it because we're trying to prevent tooth decay. We're trying to strengthen our bones or our teeth and things like that. But after talking to Tony, who's done a lot of research on this area, he basically expounded to us that, yes, you know, we use fluoride, and that it's accepted in this country. However, that fluoride that we're taking in is not doing what we think it's supposed to do. He also talked about different products, but his main focus on that was that if you are looking for a product that doesn't have fluoride in it, that you need to go to your local store. He didn't want to endorse any particular item, and one of the reasons is because he wants you to choose on your own what you know is best with you. He wants you to go and look at the research just like he did, maybe not to the same level, but to just get a comfort zone, because you'll be verifying the information that Tony was kind enough to bless us with on the toxicity of fluoride and how fluoride is not as good a thing as most of us think to it or think it is. Another thing that Tony brought to life about fluoride was that, you know, the fact that we take it in and that we think many of our products, we really need to become more educated. And we need to become more educated with our health, our being here for our families, our being able to take care of not only ourselves, our families are based on our ability to take care of ourselves better and more efficiently. And again, that's why we have to be very thankful for people like Tony and people run centers like his. Again, his center is a health and fitness place, but he also provides a lot of useful and great information for his clients, his customers, and for people that just want information. As he said a couple of times, he not only consults people, you know, for pay, he also consults people to have questions about anything, because he wants you to have the right information. He wants you to grow and be healthy and to enjoy your family. And as a man that has a very strong religious base, he's also, or a man of God, as he would say, you know, he's also somebody that is trying to do what he feels is the right thing for all humanity. And he feels as though that's something he has to do because it weighs heavy on his heart and his conscience when he sees people that are getting the wrong information and then making what they think is good judgment or taking good advice and finding out that it's not. And because it's not, they end up creating and doing more harm to themselves than they do good. So, again, Tony Lewis is the type of person that really cares about you. He really wants you to do better. He really wants you to grow. He really wants you to reach that pinnacle of life that you reach. And he knows that if you don't take care of yourself, and I'm talking about heart, mind, soul, and spirit, guess what? You're not going to be around long enough to actually do all of the things that you were put here to do, because each of us has a mission. Each of us has a journey to walk, and each of us needs to understand that just like when an aircraft flies, we need to make constant corrections in our life so that we can move forward to become what the Almighty or what it is that we were meant to be. Another show that Tony did that I think is a very strong show was he did a show on gluten's, and he talked about gluten's and how gluten's, which are the things that actually keep your bread and things like that together, how they're also not good for you, and how some people, when they're sleepy and things like that after they've eaten, it's because they've taken in all of these gluten's, which are toxic to the body. But again, I can't really go into the depth of the matter as Tony did and as he has, but please feel free to listen to the shows. Also, please feel free to contact Tony if you have any questions. You can his email address and his phone number and all of that information, including his website, is on every show that we did. So if you're listening to today's show, even though we weren't able to contact with Tony, we were still able to share this information with you. And what we'll try to do is we'll try to have the show on cholesterol coming up. So that show is going to be impactful. It's going to have a whole lot of information to it. And it's going to be something that you're not going to miss. I also strongly ask that you guys not only contact Tony, but that you also share the shows with other people, because this is information that needs to get out. This is stuff that needs to be shared with everyone so that we can, again, create a better life for ourselves by having the correct information and knowledge. I was actually talking to Tony probably a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about the fact that I listen to old-time radio. And again, this show isn't about me, but it's just to state a fact and to give you some information that I think is really interesting. On old-time radio, they also play the old-time commercials. And it's amazing to listen to the things that people touted as miracle drugs and as health aids and as nutrition aids, but yet now we listen to that same commercial on television or TV or radio or whatever, just like we're listening to now, and we would have believed back then that iodine yeast, something that was good for you. Now today we all laugh. Nobody would buy iodine yeast or eat it. Nobody would buy, you know, cereal that they said was shot from a gun, you know, and it's a real gun, to be honest. You know, it's just amazing that how things have changed, but it's also amazing how things have stayed the same. And we need, again, people like Tony to get out there and to fight for us, because again, advertising and marketing companies are bad, but they want to get that information out. And also, as time goes along, information changes. Things change. And because things change, because we get more technologically advanced, because we learn more things about the things around us, we now know some of the things that people told us was good for us isn't good for us. It was never good for us and will never be good for us. However, unless you go and get that information, unless you share that information with other people, you're never going to experience the things that you need to experience. You're not going to have the energy, the vitality, or any of those things that you need because you've been given misinformation and you've gone with that misinformation, not faulting anybody. You know, again, right now we live in a world, especially in America, you know, where you work more hours than any other nation on earth for the most part, any other civilized nation on earth. You're working harder. You're working longer hours. You're trying to make ends meet. The dollar isn't quite where it used to be. So, again, it's a beautiful thing that you can get a hold of shows like this one on the Zurian Show and others where they're giving you information where we're not trying to sell you anything. We're not trying to change your life in a negative way. What we're trying to do is share good, strong, solid information with you so that you can make good, strong, and solid decisions. We're trying to create a fellowship with you through Blog Talk to help you to make your life better. And understand that we're not doing it for money. We're doing it because we feel in our souls that it's something that we need to do. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I thank God. You know, I think the Almighty, whether you want to call him Buddha, Allah, whoever that you want to give the title that you want to use for God, I thank them, him, the Supreme Being and the universe for people like Tony Lewis, who again are sharing this information. And I want you to all know that we're all put here for a reason. We're all put here for a purpose, all right? There was a famous gentleman by the name of Abraham Lincoln that said something that I thought was very interesting. He said, people are as happy as they make up their minds to be. So ladies and gentlemen, if we can get the right information, we can share it. Let's make up our minds to be as happy as we possibly can. And let's get that up by getting the proper nutrition, the proper minerals, the proper exercise, the proper amounts of water, the proper types of food. You know, one of the other things that Tony is really hot on is that a lot of our foods have a lot of pesticides and other chemicals in it. A lot of our animals are fed things that they're not supposed to eat. You know, cows are not supposed to eat meat. So if you grind up something that didn't work and it's an animal and you feed it to another animal that's not supposed to eat animals, that's creating a toxicity. That's creating something that is unnatural for that particular animal to eat. So again, you know, don't just read the labels on the package. Find out what those chemicals are. Find out how that thing is made. Find out how that thing is raised. Because guess what? Your life can and will depend on that information. So if you get that information and you do what you need to do, then guess what? You're not going to have to worry about it. You're going to be one of those people who lives a longer life than most people. You're going to be one of those people that lives a happier and more energetic and more youthful life and youthful appearance. The other thing that I'd like to stress on is the mind. Your mind also gauges a lot of different things that go on in your body, all right? If your mind is sound, you know, then from that, you're going to be sound because your mind controls a whole lot of things. Your mind, believe it or not, controls your appearance. Your mind, believe it or not, controls your fitness. Your mind is what tells you to drink that beer instead of drinking that water. Your mind is what tells you that you're upset or you're mad or you're angry or there's other things going on in your life. Start controlling the dynamics of your life. Yes, I know we can't control everything in our lives, but there are a lot of things that we can control. There's a lot of things that are within our purview. And if we go ahead and start addressing them, understand that sometimes it's not the world. It's you. How you let the world affect you that creates your world. I used to say this all the time, your perception is your reality. Well, each and every day I'm reaffirmed of that. Don't try to blame other people for things that are going wrong because you make them go wrong in your head. Go ahead and take that information, learn from it, grow from it, and become a better person. Find out how you can create that safety in your life with other people. Find out what toxicities are around you and what toxicities you're bringing into your world, into your relationship, into your overall being, and remove them. Again, a positive is always a positive. A negative is always a negative. Don't take the worst-case scenario and run with it. Take the best-case scenario and run with it. All right, and then make the necessary adjustments. Be happy every day that you get up, that you were able to get up. Be happy every day that somebody loves you. Be happy every day somebody cares about you. Be happy every day that you actually woke up another day and you get another day to make the adjustments. And whatever else it is that you need to do to make your life a better, a happier, and a more fulfilled and fulfilling life. Help somebody. You've heard me say this before, giver's gain. The more you give, the more you get back. Yes, you may not get it back today. You may not get it back tomorrow. But you get it back in the sense, just in the sense alone, that you know you gave your all. You know you did what you were supposed to do. Don't par it and try to rationalize it. Don't go by something someone else told you. Know in your heart if it's right or if it's wrong. Stop trying to live by somebody else's standards, and understand that if you're living by good standards, it's going to meet everybody else's standards. And the people who it doesn't meet standards with are people that probably don't mean you any good, the people that don't have your best interest at heart. But understand, too, ladies and gentlemen, as I have to understand on a regular basis, it's not all about me, and it's not all about you. It's about each of us doing our part and creating the world that we want to create, not only for ourselves, but for those around us, so that we can become better, stronger, brighter, faster, more intelligent people. Because everything that you need to know, you already know. Everything that you need to do, you already know you need to do it. So let's go ahead and take that step. Let's go ahead and do it. Let's go ahead and make this world one where, again, the world is not only cries when we leave, but everybody is happy that we were actually here. Let's not be that person that everybody knows but nobody everybody knew but nobody remembers. Let's not be one of those individuals, not a giver in this world that we live in. let's be one of those people that is a giver, one of these people who everybody loves just because of themselves. Now, notice I didn't say kiss anybody's butt, all right? I didn't say lower your standards. What I'm saying is make sure that your standards are at a level that actually respect you. Make sure that your understanding of the world is an understanding that is universal, not just for you, but for everybody around you. You can't please everybody, okay? None of us can please everybody. But the first person that you have to be able to please within reason and not being an introvert or being, you know, a me person is yourself. And from that, you'll grow. From that, you'll develop. From that, you'll create a world, a life, and a place where everybody wants to be a part of it and everybody wants to, again, grow and maybe even help you to create the world that you want to create. As Les Brown said, there is greatness within us all, and all of us have not a gift, but gifts to give. So let's all work together and start giving the gifts that we're supposed to give. Let's start living the life that we would like to live, and let's also understand that each of us can do it. Each of us has the power. Each of us has the true drive if we just go ahead and take it. Get from in front of that television. Get from in front of those things that don't help you grow and start looking at those things that do. Eating, reading, doing things to help your fellow man. Let's all start moving forward and making the world a better place by our actions, by us doing the things that we need to do. As always, Blog Talk, I want to thank you for listening to the Zurian Show. Again, please listen to the shows where Mr. Tony Lewis is speaking, because of the fact that this brother is sharing, this person is sharing real knowledge with you, and he's sharing stuff with you of his own time, of his own heart, and trust me, of his own time, which is one of the most important things, because none of us get a second longer. Let's stop wasting time on things that aren't going to help us, and let's start growing. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I want to thank you, along with my family, for their support. But I also thank you, my listeners, the listeners, for constantly blessing me and allowing me to share this time with you. As always, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and thank you. Take care, and we will get back to you, and we will get Tony on the next show. Again, Blog Talk, thank you very much. Take care, be well, and understand that we're there for you, but you have to be there for yourself. Take care.